Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Se'if Aleph. Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Dinei Galilas Sefer Torah, the halachas of Galilas Sefer Torah. We usually explain that as rolling the Sefer Torah, but in the Shulchan Aruch's language, it actually refers to Hagbah. Se'if Aleph. Asur le'achoz Sefer Torah Arom b'lo mitpachat. It is forbidden to hold on to the Sefer Torah with your bare hand, without anything separating between your hand and the Sefer Torah, like a piece of material. The Ramah says, "V'yesh oimim samsei duadin shar kisvei kodesh." It's not just Sefer Torah. This is true of any kisvei kodesh. Lo noga came, but it's not the minig by other kisvei kodesh to be strict. V'tov lahachmir lo nota yodav. It is good to be strict if you didn't wash your hands first. But with a Sefer Torah, even in such a case, when he did wash his hands, it's still osur to hold it directly with his bare hand. The Hagbah goes to the Gadol of those who were called up to the Torah. The greatest one who got of the Elias is the one who gets Hagbah. And it's common to acquire the honor of Hagbah with a lot of money to show that the mitzvah is dear. The Gemara continues, Yesh Oymen Sam Sei, Ima Me'il B'tzad Echad, Pishtun B'tzad Echad Meshi. If the cover of the Sefer Torah is one side linen and one side silk, Tzarech HaHapich HaMesh L'tzad HaSefer, the silk side should be on the Sefer Torah. V'liglol, and then you should roll it up. V'lonog HaKein, that's not our minig. V'in liglol ma'apag ha'kruam yesh lo'acheres, and one should not use a Sefer Torah cover that is ripped if there is another one. And one should not use old secondhand material to make a cover of the Sefer Torah if they had been previously used for other common uses. Look later on, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Also lechoz v'chulu. One may not hold a Sefer Torah barehanded. The Gemara teaches, if someone did this, they would be buried arum from this mitzvah. They'd be buried unclothed, if you will, from this mitzvah. The Hainu meaning to say, she'ein lo sachar shel a mitzvah, he loses out the reward of that mitzvah. Vakavana, the intent of the Gemara is, shem achaz v'karabo ein lo sachar mikriya. If you held the Sefer Torah with your hand and read from the Sefer Torah, you don't get the reward of the Kriyas HaTorah. Or if he held the Sefer Torah to roll it or to correct it, even just touching the Sefer Torah with the hand without anything between, also is forbidden. But this is if there is no need. But if there's a need to mend the Sefer Torah, whether it needs a little sewing, matlis kedoma, or maybe he has to glue a panel on the back to, yeah, when they sew it, the panels together, he puts a piece of glue and parchment as well. Hechlo efshar rasha, if there's no alternative, you could touch the parchment. And in those cases, it's still good to wash his hands first. But if there is no need to touch the Sefer Torah, even if he washes his hands, yesh lahachma, one should be strict, like the Ramah concludes. Sifkan Bey, Sefer Torah Arom. One may not hold the Sefer Torah Arom im lo aydei beged hamafzik, unless there's some kind of material that separates between his hand and the Sefer Torah. V'alkein, therefore, beisha goylim ha-Sefer Torah, when they roll the Sefer Torah, koydim kriya, before they lain, o b'shasak bo, or at the time of Hagbah, shelefamim nimshachim yiriyos ha-Sefer Torah, sometimes the panels of the Sefer Torah go out of sync with the Azichaim. So in order to equal out the panel as they're being rolled, they hold on to the top or the bottom of the panel of the Sefer Torah to lift it up or pull it down. So in order that it should be equal on the outside. You have to be very careful. Not to hold onto the panel of the Sefer Torah with a bare hand. You have to use a talus to separate omit pachas or they sometimes used a gartel or any other piece of material, the hafzik ben yadov, the arias of Sefer Torah, to separate between his hand and the panels of parchment of the Sefer Torah. So that's the common scenario during Galila. If it's beginning to sag and you have to lift it up to straighten it out, we are very careful to use the talus. Uba'amude ha-Sefer Torah. Now, as far as the atzichayim of the Sefer Torah, yachalecho is blamet pachas, that you can hold without any material in between. V'yesh machmir, but some are strict there too. V'korach in amude ha-Sefer Torah be'katzvos ha-talus v'asak ba. They'll actually wrap the amude, the atzichayim of the Sefer Torah, with the edges of the talus at the time of Hagba, so they shouldn't touch the atzichayim. U'malkam shal nogu ha-kol asos kein, in a place where not everyone does this, even one who does want to be particular and be careful with this, he has to do it in such a way that no one is aware, because otherwise it looks like arrogance and gaiva, that he's doing something no one else does. Some say every kisvei kodesh is included in this problem. That's only if the kisvei kodesh are written with ksav ashuris on parchment with the proper ink, like a sefer Torah. Aval svarim shalonu, but our svarim sheinichtom over zeh that are not written that way. Lukoyama muter, everyone agrees you can handle them. Vafilu kodem natila even before washing his hands. Umiyodavka b'stam yadayim, that's again if his hands are just average hands, he's unaware of anything that he touched. But if he knows he touched an area that's filthy, one should be strict and wash his hands, even for any sefer, even if it's not written on parchment with the proper ink and so on. Sif katan dalt. For the noagu kain, we're not machmir with other kisvei kodesh. Hainu afba oisan sheksuv nashuris, even if they are written ashuris, valaklav on parchment, kedin kahalocha, kagom migil like migilas esther. Gam kain noagu erm lahakal the minig is too lenient. The Ramah concludes that it is good to be strict if you didn't wash your hands. What's the loymer Hashem stam yadayim? That means stam yadayim. Because maybe the possibility exists that he did touch something filthy. But if he did wash his hands, there is no need to be strict. But when it comes to Sefer Torah, even in such a case, when he did wash his hands, it's still forbidden to touch without material between his hand and the parchment. Who gets to do Hagba? The greatest of those who got the Elias. The Gemara says the Hagoylel, the Gemara says that the Goylel, which is the person today we call for Hagba, which is the Ikr of Goylel, the Goylel takes schar of all the others. Therefore, it's worthwhile that the greatest person should be honored with this mitzvah and he'll get all that schar. The greatest of the ones who got the Elias. The Yesh Poiskim, there are Poiskim who say, that the Gadol in the Shul gets the Hagba, afal pishlo kara b'tar, even if he did not get an Aliyah. V'chein paskah grah b'biyaro, and that's what the Vilna Gaon paskins in his commentary. V'chein paskah ha-minik hayom, that is clearly the minik today. Shein l'chaps in ha-chamisha kara b'tar, we don't look for someone who got the Aliyah to get Hagba, we give someone else the Hagba. Sifkan zayin goylolo, to do the Hagba, zel mi ikar ha-din, that's the ikar halacha. Today, we're not careful to give the Gadol to do Hagba. We give even average people Hagba. We want to keep the peace. Let's say there's two people of Yartzeit the same day, and it's the day of Kriyas HaTorah. So only one gets the Aliyah. So the one who did not get the Aliyah gets Hagba. The mitzvah of Galila, it is great. But we give the Galila to Katan. This Galila is our Galila, not Hagba. Galila is also a Gevaldik mitzvah. We will give even Katanim, even children. That have enough understanding that this is Kadosh and it's holy. In order to give them Chinuch mitzvahs. Od Kasav Sham. Further, it is written there in the Shaar Ephraim. She'ein haskan rashoi lechab mitzvahs Hagba lemi sheyodav roisus in habe. The Gabbai cannot give Hagba to someone whose hands shake a lot, or the Zaken, or someone elderly, Petash Koach, and weak. She adua shemabia with Sheves miyad, ki ain lo kerch la zikus man ma, klapi om, shuchasak la hetev. That they know this person is Hagba, he's going to pick it up and sit down right away. He does not have the strength to hold it up for a period of time for people to look and get a good view of the Sefer Torah. So they should not get Hagba. And if they gave him Hagba, he should decline. Ayin Shom, look over there. Siv Katan Ches, Uragilim Liknoso. It is common to purchase the Zechus of Hagba with a lot of money. Even though the Ikar Halacha is that the Gadol is the first priority for this mitzvah, he takes precedence. Kahayom Mishum Chibuv HaMitzvah. Today, because the mitzvahs are dear, Regil Niknoso B'dam Yikarim. It's common to spend a lot of money. Ve'in lahak b'zen, we're not makbid. V'koydim lahagadol, and he comes before the gadol. Magen Avraham. V'ayim liyuhabu mashkaz b'zeh. So the liyuhabu comments as well. If a person pays for it, he will go ahead, he'll go to the head of the line. V'im lo nimsa b'zeh k'nesas mishakana, but if in shul there is no one who's going to pay for it, v'agaboy mechad al yoshe b'neim, and the gabi can give whoever they want the hagba, b'vaday, roi halakaboy, and the chav l'gadol. It's proper for the gabi to give a gadol hagba. V'nogin limkar hotzo'os v'achnosos mishum b'rov hamad smach. There's also a minik to sell hotzo'o v'achnosa, taking out the Sefer Torah, putting it back into the Oren, because b'rov hamad smach, get as many people involved as possible. Siv contest. Im ha-me'il v'chulu. If the cover of the Sefer Torah is one side linen and one side silk, you want to put the silk side by the Sefer Torah. Ha-ne'il ha-tachton shu-ha-mapa. This is the one up against the Sefer Torah. Dilo ha-me'il ha-elyon l'kli'am in ha-fcho. If it's the one that's not touching the Sefer Torah, like an outer mantle, so then you're not going to switch it around. The inner side doesn't touch the Sefer Torah, and the outer side is supposed to look nice, so let the outer side be the silk. The Talmud calls that, the reason for this, to be in the Chathchila, asos tumi de Aron. We want to do it like the Aron, shayim bifnim, the soup is off, it was gold inside and gold outside. Sifka and Yudvon Argin, but that's not the Minik. In the Magen Avraham, Kasa de Mikol Mokom Chathchila, Tov Linokain, Magen Avraham says, we should be knowing this way, but the Vilna Gaon agrees to the Shulchan Aruch, like the Vilna Gaon came, the Oso Deya Ein Lo Iker, because that Deya of the silk side should be on the Sefer Torah. Ein Lo Iker. There's no source for that Minig. And therefore, what do? We resolve this issue by making one piece of material that's the same on both sides for the Sefer Torah. The avsha pishtun beemsa, even if there's linen in the middle, not sure that doesn't bother us. The midaron shem etzupa zavi b'ayis v'chutz ve'etz beemsa. The aron had wood in the middle, but the gold was outside and inside. Mapos umitbachos. The sefer Torah cover and the material we used to cover the sefer Torah between aliyas v'chein aprusa l'shulchan and the one that spread on the shulchan osim yikalayim should not be made l'shanes. Al paroiches, but the paroiches of mashmenichan be'aron and that which is placed in the aron. It doesn't come out with the Sefer Torah. That could be shanas. We should not use a torn mantle. And the same is true of the me'il over it. If there are two layers, if they're new, the lav kavod v'teferes will save it. It's not honor for the Sefer Torah. So my understanding is this is a tear. We have today mantelach with a slit or a vent in the back to make it easy to put on and take off. I don't think that's what Talmud. Talmud, it was made, but it has a rip in it. That's no good. And we do not use secondhand material for the mapa for the Sefer Torah. Shein's a derkov, that's not honor. Ach, but the Yevon in Masam, but the Yevon, if they did, it's Hadeh al Yerab, but Shein Lasser. The Yerab is inclined to say it's mutter, it's not awesome. Omi al Kalponim is a Vadai, but one thing's for sure. Shem asov and ishtash from the kedusha that if they actually made it and used it, also the hoyd lasos mitashu to tashmish, you cannot lower down a level and make it a tash to tashmish. Once it was used, it's tashmish kedusha, even though you shouldn't have used it in the first place. But if you did, it has that level of kedusha and it cannot be downgraded. Sifkan yud gimel mapos the sefer Torah. This should not be made as a map of the sefer Torah. V'uadin the kol tashmish kedusha. This is true of anything that is used for the sefer Torah. You're not going to use material that had been used previously for common use. This is clarified later in Siman Kufnun Gimel Sif Chafal from the language of the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein kas v'achorim, and so writes the Achronim. Aval tashmishe mitzvah, but if it's a tashish mitzvah, could go and kiss the talis. You want to make a talis bag, mutter. You can use something which had been previously used if it's for a mitzvah, as opposed to kedusha. U'b'sefer beis hilel v'el yorabah hiskimu. The sefer beis hilel and el yorabah agree that filu talis atzam, but you can even make a talis out of previously used material. But if it was used for something not nice, could go mechnasayim, kedoma, like pants and the like. Near the lasses, don't take old pants and then resew them up into a talis. Cause of a talis, we are dead. Simin reshebeis. Dafka tashmish kedusha aser. That which serves the kedusha cannot be previously used. Aval tashmish a tashmish shari. But something which serves, is okay. Magnavam is not so happy with this, but say if Otsnif Bavadin Hakhza, but if you have another mitigating circumstance, we will not be strict. Kaza Magnavan the Magnavam writes, Dafka Kamos Shahain, Osir Stamish Ben Kedusha. The way they are, they cannot be used for Kedusha because they had been previously used. Al Mshina Tsurasim, if you change them, Vasim Dovacher and made them something else, so you don't even know the original use anymore, sure that would be okay. V'chein Kasva Olas Tamid V'chavas Yor, and so writes Olas Tamid V'chavas Yor. V'afti Yesh Mechmir Gamizei, even though there are those who are strict with this, Ha'ayim Nogel Ha'akel, the world is Mekel, the Velt is Mekel with this. Sivkan Yodam Dvarim Yishonim. We don't use old, used materials. Ma'ash Mizei, the implication is, Dimidayin Lun Shtamash Ben, that if they were not yet used, even though they had been intended for something else, but they're not used for something else, sure, it would be okay. But after Magen Avraham, it's sad that even Magen Avraham is inclined to say that Fila B'chadoshim, even brand new, Kol Shed Nasul et Sarach Hedir Os, if they were made for a common purpose that's forbidden, Hanoig Lohokel Ein Luchos B'yado, one who conducts himself to be lenient, we're not going to protest. Dechein Mashma Mikam Achram, that's implied for many Achram.